you're drumming up, literally drumming up a bit of support for something that's important.
Absolutely, yeah. We're running a musical project in aid of the charity Home Plus NI. We're a fantastic charity that works with homeless people, refugees and asylum seekers. But we're really concentrating on their homeless outreach project that they run 365 days a year, 7 days a week.
And whereabouts is it based? Because some people will have heard your original chat and others won't.
So Home Plus are based on University Street there in Belfast. And they do an outreach then for homeless people, as I just mentioned there, 7 days a week, bringing warm blankets, hot food, hot drinks for the people that maybe haven't got into shelters yet, as well as the ones that have. They run a fantastic charity, and I'm trying to run a music project to support that.
There had been some of the larger charities and organisations that were saying people who are going round with soup kitchens and food and blankets to those who are out and about on the streets, they are well-meaning, but they're not actually eradicating the problem. How do you react to that?
Well, it wouldn't really be in my remit to answer that question. Certainly, I think if someone's, from what I've heard anyway, I hear it's actually better to do that rather than actually give them money, from what I've heard, because maybe you have addiction problems there. So if you're giving them money, I've been told a lot of charities are saying that's not the correct thing to do, and maybe buying them soups and sandwiches may be the better option, but I wouldn't know, Frank.
Well, you know, it's interesting analysis, because I was surprised that some of the larger charities were suggesting that the smaller ones basically all come together under the umbrella of the bigger one, as opposed to freelancing. My opinion, at a personal level, would be the more people who help and the more people who are generous and the more people who are prepared to give off their time and indeed put their hand in their pocket to help with the likes of the sleeping bags and the blankets and the soup, the better. But I am not an expert in the field. One thing for sure, Colm, is the work that you're doing is good work. And how does the Samba band and all of that fit in with all of it?
Okay, well, today there's a rally at 5:30 at the City Hall in aid of homelessness, and we'll be starting straight after that rally. So we're going to bring 15 people down, and we're going to be banging drums in aid of homelessness. So we've got some original tunes there. We're the Streetway Samba Band, based on the Lisburn Road in Belfast, and we'll be banging our drums tonight in aid of homelessness, as I've just said. And we'll go round the town then, and anything that people can contribute will be great toward the project. All the money will go to Home Plus at the end of the day.
And the 5:30 rally for homelessness, is it simply musical, or will there be speeches and all of that?
There are speakers. Now, I'm not actually organising the rally at all. I've just linked in with those guys. But as what I've been told, my understanding is that I think they have 4 speakers on, and it'll last for around an hour.
Yeah,
and wrap up around 6:30.
You're more the cabaret side of it.
Absolutely, Frank. We'll do our best anyway to keep people entertained.
Well, I would say there'd be a Christmas theme. I'm very surprised. Like, can you do Christmas tunes with a samba band? Is there not a contradiction there?
The best we could probably do is wear Santa hats while we're banging our drums. And that's probably what we will do, Frank, you know?
Well, listen, if people are around, let's hope they support it, and it'll be a great Christmas atmosphere. Colm, good speaking
Fantastic.
To you, fella.
Frank, sorry, just before you go, can I just say one thing, please? I just want to thank everyone who's made a contribution so far. I really, really appreciate it. If you haven't made a contribution and you'd like to, you can download any of the music at Colm McIntyre at Bandcamp and Colm McIntyre Music at Facebook, and that would be great. All the money will go to Home Plus. And just one more thing on a personal note. My friend Jane Fearon had an accident last night in Dublin, and she's recovering well in hospital, and I'll ask people to keep her in her thoughts and wish her a speedy recovery.
We wish Jane well, absolutely, absolutely, Colm. By the way, where exactly is the rally?
It'll be at City Hall.
City Hall.
City Hall,
as they always are.